last month we had a discussion on the Double A Zone about a new energy drink called, get this, cocaine. I wanted to discuss it with you, Dr. Brand. Just knowing that there's a beverage out there called cocaine, what do you think of that?
I'm not real happy with it. Of course, it's not my decision what people call their drinks, but this really is marketing to the lowest common denominator. It may appear humorous. I don't think it is humorous. I think it actually leads people in the wrong direction. First of all, the energy drinks themselves, high caffeine energy drinks, while they may not be long-term harmful, they're not very good for you. And I can imagine in some cases it would even show a positive drug test. We do have rules about how much caffeine you can have. I suppose if you're a 300-pound lineman, it won't matter, but if you're a 97-pound gymnast, it might. So it would differ by body type. But I think this is marketing to the lowest common denominator.
The thought that somebody might have a drink to give themselves an edge in competition bothers me. But is it right to market an energy drink that mimics a dangerous and illegal drug? Cocaine is dangerous, very dangerous.
It is dangerous for student athletes, for students in general, for all people. We know this. This isn't a mystery. And to play with that, I mean, it may seem humorous and even cynical to some. I think it is just taking advantage of some people.
Are you worried that it might attract student athletes to the actual drug?
In general, I don't think that's true. I give the student athletes more credit than just drinking something that's called cocaine all of a sudden turns them on to the actual drug. I think it has a more subtle and insidious effect, though. It sort of decriminalizes in people's mind the use of cocaine, and that's a problem. But I don't think student athletes are going to be so foolish to think, well, I can have this drink which has a high degree of caffeine, and all of a sudden I'm going to go hunt up a dealer to get myself some real cocaine. I don't think there will be that connection, so I'm not worried about that. But I think it does, in the public's mind, beyond student athletes, make it look like cocaine isn't as bad as it really is, that it's safe. And so whether it affects individuals or not, again, leaving aside student-athletes, it's not a healthy situation.
Let's put college student-athletes aside for a second. If you're a middle school student-athlete or a high school student-athlete, you're more impressionable than maybe your 18 to 22-year-old person. And this drink called cocaine gives you this energy boost, this buzz, as it's marketed and telling people that it does. In fact, on the can, they write it in a powdery white substance, cocaine, on it. And you're a 13-year-old kid. You take this drink and you have the game of your life. You're telling me that there's no chance that kid might not seek out the real drug?
I don't think so. I think you want to put this in the category of all kinds of advertising and marketing to the lowest common denominator. Look, there is free speech here, and so they can call their product pretty much anything they want. We have to make sure that it's understood that this isn't real cocaine, and indeed even the use of too much caffeine, which is the ingredient in this drink, can be harmful to stomach lining and to the way people feel about things. So I'm not really worried that this is going to cause an outbreak of people running to drug dealers. I just don't think it's very high class.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to discuss it.
You bet.